Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 3, you will hear stories from our fourth collection, Luck and Opportunity. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Love in the Time of Corona, by Lorraine Martin Bennett. My mother's face is pale and distorted. She gazes through the window, frowning at her two daughters standing outside in the sun. "I did not have a good night," she mouths. We cannot hear her words because staff at the nursing home where she has resided for the past half year won't open the sliding glass window. "It's because of the virus," they explain, even though no cases have been reported in her small facility. So we resort to a cell phone call. Sometimes she hears, usually she cannot. She has misplaced her hearing aid batteries, or worse, lost a hearing aid in her bed. So we write on a chalkboard. Sometimes she reads, other times she seems to drift away. She does not like being here. She wants to be home with us and live in the bedroom we so lovingly prepared for her. But now she is well past 100, beyond our caregiving abilities. She cannot rise from her chair without constant assistance. She can hardly walk, even with her walker. If she falls, we have great difficulty lifting her, or we must call EMT for assistance. She is slowly losing control of other abilities, but her mind remains sharp. That is why she is so very unhappy. She complains about the food, the staff not responding quickly enough when she pushes her call button missing altogether and entangled in her bedclothes, missing items of clothing. Most of all, she complains because she feels abandoned and alone. Before the virus changed so many lives, we could visit her every day, usually for several hours. We sat on the bed in her small room, putting crayons to outlines in an adult coloring book. Mother is an artist, and her gift is apparent in the strokes she applies. Her colored pages look very different from our attempts. She mingles magenta and lilac and teal and burnt orange in the feathers of a bird, giving it shape and form and substance. If it could fly off the page, it would brighten her drab and colorless room. We had been engaged in such an enterprise on a warm, sunny afternoon when the staff arrived and told us we would have to leave immediately. "It's the virus," they explained. "The facility is going on lockdown, and all visitors, even close family, are no longer permitted. Only in exceptional circumstances, when a patient's condition deteriorates or becomes terminal, will anyone except staff be permitted inside, and then only with proper safeguards, masks, gloves, gowns, temperature checks, and answered questions. Have you traveled? Have you been near any known cases of the virus? Are you coughing? Do you feel ill?" It seemed a fitting coda that day, a Friday the 13th, when we were dismissed so abruptly. Only once have we been permitted back inside her room. She developed an infection followed by bronchitis, accompanied by labored breathing and spiking blood pressure. The staff took pity on us. They asked the routine questions, measured our temperature, and permitted us each to don gown and gloves and mask and spend 10 minutes sitting in her room, at least 6 feet away. We could not touch her or give her a hug. It was difficult for her to understand our words through the masks we wore. So now we go every day, hoping for an opportunity to cheer her. We stand outside her foggy window in the sun or rain, waiting for her to wake from a nap, tapping on the glass until she hears us. We work hard to force a smile from her. Sometimes we succeed. Often we leave feeling empty, frustrated, and ashamed because we had to put her there, or in tears because we cannot hold her frail form in our arms. We also pray for an opportunity to get inside her facility once more, if even for a brief time, to tell her how much she means to us, how much we miss being with her, how much we long to talk to her face to face without a streaked and muggy glass separating us. Driving home, trying not to think of the long hours she must wait before someone brings a dinner she probably won't like. We play a CD, something to brighten the mood or lighten the day. But too often, only an achingly beautiful and melancholy piece, such as Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus, can match our mood, and so we cry. Copyright 2021, Lorraine Martin Bennett. Lorraine Martin Bennett is a print, web, and broadcast journalist who grew up in Murphy, North Carolina. After graduating from UNC Chapel Hill, she began her career on the Atlanta Journal, writing features and covering news. She became the first woman to head a domestic bureau at the Los Angeles Times. She joined a fledgling CNN, completing her career at CNN International. She retired to Murphy in 2006, building a farmhouse on family land at Martin's Creek, where she has finished her first novel, a psychological thriller, and is writing a sequel. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a new feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 4 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.